Okay, the following players were out of practice today: Cecil Shorts, Roy Miller, and Stephen Williams. Will Rackley also did not practice. He had some symptoms, head symptoms following this morning, last night. So we'll wait and see on him where he's at. But everything's going in the right direction. Feel pretty good about, but until we clear him, he's cleared. It's still up in the air. But we've had two really good days of practice. Thought, again, the offense had a good day today. Thought the defense was solid, but the offense was a team that I thought was pretty good. Guys were making plays. And we're still, you know, with some of our guys, guys like Carey, who we just picked up, you know, he's learning the offense. Burton, you know, getting him back in there, getting him in stride. You know, those are the challenges we face with some guys in there that haven't gotten a lot of reps. But, you know, I think that we simplified things enough to give them a chance. And our special teams had a good day in special teams as well. So only things we're talking about are things that we can control. That part hasn't changed. We talk about daily improvement. And, again, re-emphasizing what that means and, you know, the challenges that come with that. So it's good. Two good days.
On Rackley, did he take a blow to the head yesterday in practice or just some?
No, it just because we were looking at him and then he just had a headache. And you're never out until you play with the NFL. So we're just being more cautious than anything with him.
So you would, if he could practice tomorrow?
He could, yes.
Okay. And then did Brewster take those snaps?
Yes.
Okay.
How about Cecil? Is it precautionary?
Yeah, we are. We're looking at, you know, Tuesday's their day off, Wednesday practice, Thursday day off, you know, Friday practice, you know, with him just to, you know, we're trying to do that. That's like Senderic too, you know, the number of reps he's getting. We're trying to be more cautious with those guys.
Cecil was saying today that he's been inconsistent this year. What does he have to do to take that next step in the second half?
Well, I think that's, you know, he's done some really good things, but I know he has such high expectations as we do as well, and I think that's the biggest part is his consistency. Mm-hmm. You know, we talk about catch the balls that are thrown to you. You know, it's something that simple. And sometimes, you know, there's drop balls in the NFL that happen. But, you know, we're just trying to avoid them repeatedly. And some of that is just confidence and playing with confidence. And sometimes we see receivers. We had one last week or in the San Francisco game. I think it was Blackman. Remember, he's wide open, turned and tried to look to get the touchdown before catching the ball. And sometimes I think what you got to guard against with our team right now is that everybody's trying to do too much. You know, that's what we got to guard against. That everybody goes, okay, now I got to do this, and now I got to do this, and it really comes back to just being your best. We're not asking for anybody to be Superman. We're just asking for them to be their best.
You didn't have Mercedes when Justin was out for the first four games. How much can you try to integrate him into the passing game now that?
Yeah, I think, you know, we have some things that are designed for Mercedes, and I think, you know, depending on coverages and things that we see, you know, and what they're trying to take away based on coverage will be dependent on how many touches he gets or at least attempts. So, but we trust him, and he's had a couple good days of practice. But a big target like that, you'd like to get him involved.
Is it still up in the air whether Grotz or Will Blackman starts for you?
Yeah, still up in the air. We'll just keep going along until we, you know, today's practice will be good to look at too.
You said yesterday you were going to take a look at kickoff returner Thomas.
Yeah, we did. We looked at both of them. So I haven't talked to Coach Mallory yet tonight. We'll take a look at it and see. I know Todman started, you know, when we took the first kickoff return, he was back there. But we just got to see how they fit up with all the blocking schemes, how hard they hit it, and things like that. They're both intriguing in many ways, but it's, again, the consistency. You know, the Burton's a little bit of the unknown. We know that when he was at Minnesota, he returned one back for a touchdown. He has some traits that we're looking for. Todman has the ability to hit it and will go, but the consistency with the ball, I think, is the one thing that he's got to win us over on.
Yeah, are you kind of hoping that maybe either those guys or, you know, Ace as a punt returner can just give you guys some kind of a spark?
Yeah, wouldn't it be great? It'd be awesome. I would love that. Is that too honest? No, it would. And Ace, I think what happens with a punt return team is when they feel a guy back there is like one guy away, whether it shouldn't be like that, but all of a sudden they hold on their blocks a little bit longer. You know, and they I think they feel Ace is like that. And so, you know, you get some opportunities there. Kickoff, somewhat of it is dependent on how good of a kicker they have. Does he kick out of the back of the end zone? And, you know, how many opportunities do you get? But with punts, you know, but a lot of that, we hope to get many opportunities. And that comes back to defense.
Yes,
did
Denard go all the way to Liberty yesterday?
Yes, he did.
How's he looked last couple of days?
They're pretty good. Yeah, he's been good. I think it's just something that's there, Vito, but it's nothing that's limiting him too much.
What do you think of Locker?
You know what? I've seen him because I was up in Seattle, so I saw him in college, and then to see his progression and what he's done, I think that he shows that he has more command of the offense and what they're asking him to do. He's always been a threat to run, really athletic, and can extend a play. Now, you know, sometimes you look at a quarterback and say, does he extend it to run or does he extend it to pass? He'll do both. He'll do both. Now, he did get injured. And, I think some of it is more extended to pass, but he still has the ability to run the ball. And I think anytime you have that at quarterback, that, strains the defense.
Was his touchdown last week, did that look like a keeper, or did he just go through his lockers?
Yeah. You know what? There's some that you when you see it, he just kept it, you know, and they blocked downfield for him. But, you know, as far as the read option style of offense, you know, you see some plays that look like he's reading it, whether, you know, it's designed that way or not, or how much they want him to carry the ball. We just have to go in there and assume that he'll carry the ball.
You talk a lot about missed tackles and stuff. Do you have a number of how many guys have missed all year? Do you have that?
Yes, we do, but I don't have it right now for you. But we have it, and when we looked at it, you know, sometimes we put them into categories. You know, we have, you know, sideline tackles, open field tackles, jag tackles, you know, and look at them. And the reason why we do that is to say, hey, we were 5-5 in jag tackles, but we were 0-3 in open field tackles. That's the area we need to attack. And we've had some open field, middle third safety coming down to make the tackle. We've had some missed opportunities there. That is an area that we're emphasizing. And with our defensive style and a guy like Chris Johnson, it could happen again. You know, so it's been a big emphasis for us.
Sideline, open field, and what?
Well, we have a whole variety of tackles. So, you know, of styles of tackles. Big boy tackle. I mean, we got them all. Because, you know, how's a corner? You know, a corner has got to have a tackling plan. You know, if you're facing a big battle, you know, and here comes Ball, and he's going to tackle. Well, he might have a different tackling plan on battle than Puzz, right? I mean, it just makes sense. I mean, they're not going to tackle them the same way. So we talk to our players about have a tackling plan. And, you know, and then we talk about this might be a jag tackle, this might be a, this type of tackle. But they all have to have a plan. They can't think about it, you know, as the play's developing. It's got to be already entrenched. And, you know, so now it doesn't, it's not like Jonathan Cyprian goes through, well, I have 20 different choices right here. Which one am I going to use in this? You know, we don't want that. We don't want that. But we got to get them options and see what they do best and then have a plan for it.
The last one, you said jag
tackle.
Well, jag tackle is just a normal tackle, head across, wrap up. But sometimes you'll see, like, Troy Polamalu. He's a great tackler. And you'll see him tackle and roll, you know, because why is he doing that? Well, he's taking pressure off his body, you know. So it happens, you know, everywhere, you know, whether they have specific things. But you know, we just talk about, we're not quite there yet. If you went in the locker room and said, how about any jag tackles? Yeah, our guys would be like, what is that? But as far as our coaching staff, we look at it and see so that we can put them more in those situations.
Chet said that Mojo's done a good job with pass protection this year. What has he shown you on?
Well, I think, you know, that his ability, you're always looking for a guy on third down that can pick up. I mean, you go into it saying we have a possibility of seeing these types of pressures, but you're always going to see some that you haven't seen. And you need somebody back there that you can trust. And I think Mojo's a guy that we begin to trust in those situations.
You're playing a guy who can run a quarterback. Kaepernick had some runs against you. What do you have to do against this guy?
Well, you know, with Kaepernick, his big thing was he heard us on a third down. He pump faked, tucked it, and ran. We jumped up in the air, going to block the ball when that's an air. You never leave your feet, you know, on a pump fake. You don't do that. So, you know, those were his runs. We had a stunt on. Bavin came up through the A gap. We lost contain, and he took off and ran. So it wasn't so much the read option. It was more just the extending the play. Mm-hmm. That's what Locker can do. And I think any team, I saw in the Seattle game, Fitzpatrick did it against Seattle a couple times, extended the play and took off and ran. And, you know, no discredit, but Locker's a little bit better athlete than that, you know. So, yes, we have to be. You got to learn from our previous mistakes. And, yes, we got to. But when you try to get pressure, sometimes you can do that.